And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys. It's Labor Day weekend. We hope you're planning a big barbecue in your backyard, because I know I am. I've got a couple of them, one today, one tomorrow. And I just really look forward to cooking with friends and family that are coming over, and it's just fun. But as you camp, Bob is a bigger camper than I am. Maybe I'm not a camper and you are.
You're not.
Right. But
only because I tortured you a couple
times.
Right,
yeah.
But
right.
You paid me back.
Right, I have. So anyway, at the end of the day, probably the most universal piece of cooking equipment in a camp is Bob's favorite piece of cooking equipment, which is called a Dutch oven. So I'm going to just push play on Bob and let him roll, because he's got this figured out.
Well, you just gave me another idea. Uh-huh. Well, I'm thinking about this September 16th. It's a Friday night, and I'm looking for some pieces of equipment that'll be a little more fun to bring out there. And I think a Dutch oven might be a good holding vessel for something.
I've got one you can borrow.
I know you do. I have many.
Big. I don't know. What is that? But like a 12-quart or something. This thing's huge.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Right.
So in the 16th, September 16th, Friday night, 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock, Premier Botanics in Lowell. If you don't live around Lowell, come to Lowell, because it's going to be a Friday night barbecue on M21. And I'm telling you right now, we're going to fill that parking lot up. I don't know how long the food will last. Hopefully I'll calculate it properly and make it to 8 o'clock, but
right.
It's not unlikely when you're doing barbecue to have something run out.
Right.
And I'm learning how to tell people, and to have my people tell people.
Right.
I'm sorry, that's all gone.
Right.
Because the look on their face is really disturbing.
Well, and that's barbecue, and if you're in the South, the West, anywhere there's regular barbecue joints that are open all day, every day, they do this on purpose. And here's the why, is that it's better fresh. Okay.
Yeah.
And you don't want leftovers. Sometimes you have to do it because you don't want to throw away a lot of brisket. And you've got other things you can do with it, make sandwiches out of it.
Nachos.
And we do. Right. And nachos and things. But barbecue is best fresh. So let's talk about Dutch oven. I'm gonna reel you back in.
That is when I'm camping. I've got a tripod for mine. I've got all sorts of different ways to put the Dutch ovens on the fire.
So the tripod's over the fire, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Like a triangular thing with a chain hanging down.
Or next to it.
Okay.
Because it depends on what you're cooking, how long it's going to take, and what temperature. Again, it's the same thing, time and temperature. But with the Dutch oven, you also have to get that radiant effect. So if you're next to the fire, you're going to have to rotate that pot from time to time, because it's going to get hotter on one side than the other.
One of the beauties of cast is that it transfers heat very well. But if you are heating just one side, that side's obviously going to be a lot hotter.
And I'm going to say, when I'm using the tripod, which is not very often, I'm going to hang it right over it, because it's something I want to get cooked quicker.
Right.
And it's a wonderful way to cook something quicker as well, because it's cast. You won't tend to burn it as bad. It really equals out that heat, like you were complaining about, mm-hmm. on your steel griddle. But if you get the bigger ones, and we always buy Lodge because it's American-made and it's just wonderful. If you get the 12 or 16-quart, those lids actually have a rim around them.
Yep.
And that's where you take some of the coals out of your fire, get a shovel, dig a little bitty hole, throw some hot coals in there, set the Dutch oven on there, and then take some more coals and fill that top with it. You'll be shocked at how fast you can cook a pork butt in one of those things.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking like 3 hours.
Yep, because you're getting heat from below and you're getting heat from above, and it's sealed.
Oh, like 375 degrees inside. You're baking it.
Right.
So you're not getting that smoky stuff.
Right.
But
which is good for some people.
You can take the lid off to finish it off and still get some of that savory flavor on there, but that's the beauty of a Dutch oven. Here's the deal, though. Now you've dug a hole and you put hot coals in it. When you pull that pot out of there, you got to be a good steward of your campsite because
cover it with
dirt. You will have somebody doing a dance.
The hot foot dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And they won't be, this isn't a like a Hindu thing either.
Right.
They're not intentionally walking across the coals.
Right. So Dutch ovens, what I've experienced, and again, I'm a novice at this piece in comparison to Bob, you got to have some moisture in there. Maybe not with that pork butt, pretty fatty piece of meat. Generally got a fat cap on it, and you'll keep moisture in there if you, you know, when you
No, you
it.
Were headed down the right road.
But, like a beef roast or something that
Anything.
You want to put in there.
Even that pork.
Yeah, you got to have some sort of cooking liquid
and if
so it doesn't
If you're doing
burn.
A pork butt, I mean, if you're like me, you're cutting that fat cap off. I do so many butts. I do not want to deal with a 195-degree piece of protein that I have to now somehow run my hands across and scoop the fat off it. Nah. No, you cut that baby off. They should have kept it for bird suet or something anyway, because
right.
it's just
nobody's going to eat it.
No,
and it renders off and it dirties up your smoker and
yeah.
It dirties up your grill if you use it.
Now some people like to pull the heck out of a butt and throw it all together and let that fat keep their butt hydrated. I'm trying to maybe not have quite as much fat and just a lot of flavor. So I'm going to use like vegetable broth to hydrate,
mm-hmm.
and that works really well. I get the Swanson's and throw that in there.
But you're describing when we're smoking butts, but in this Dutch oven, everything's sealed. It's in there. That'd be even more reason to not have that fat cap
All
on there.
All the more reason.
Because it's going to swim
exactly
in it.
Right.
It's going to swim in it.
Exactly
right.
It
that way.
You're gonna,
yeah.
Now you're guaranteed greasy.
Yeah.
And if you do that, I mean, if you're doing it in advance, you can cook that in the morning and then set that Dutch oven aside.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the afternoon or in the evening, when it's cooler, before you throw it back on, lift that lid off there, and you'll find all your fat has risen
yeah.
And it's either hard or easier to skim off. So,
right.
Another beauty of a pot like that. But goodness sakes, if you're doing chili, if you're doing, you name it, there's
right.
just
it's
so many.
It's a very versatile piece of equipment, and it's easy to haul with you. It's a little heavy, but, if you've got your cast seasoned, and we'll take 10 seconds, and that is oiling it up, getting it up to about 500 degrees, let that oil soak in, and do that two or three times before you use it for the first time. If you buy Lodge, they come pre-seasoned.
That's right.
If you buy lesser equipment, you need to do it yourself. But either way, once that thing is seasoned, then it wipes out. It doesn't. There isn't a lot of stuff that sticks to it. Maybe
yeah,
you need a
and
little.
And you never use soap on it.
Right.
You just use water.
Right.
If you're going to, if you get some crusty stuff in there when you're getting ready to clean it up, as soon as you're done cooking with it, actually.
Well, still warm.
If you just
hot,
take a brush to it
right.
and some water, that stuff will all come out and you're done. Then spray a little Pam on it. Rub some vegetable oil on it.
Right.
You were talking about your griddle also. To flash back to that Blackstone. You asked, you don't know what kind of oil to use. I would recommend either corn, canola, or vegetable.
Okay, not olive.
Definitely not.
Okay.
Flash point's too low.
Okay.
You'll choke to death.
All right. Because that was a mistake I made, too. I had some Old World Olive Company garlic, and I'm like, yeah, that'd be good. I put garlic on everything. So I put that on the grill.
It was like smoking a bong.
Yeah, you got smoky. No question. But that indicated to me that the grill was too hot. Because it got smoky. I don't know.
For that oil, you're right.
Right. Yeah. So, but anyway. So, cleaning out the freezer, this is the time of year when the county fairs have been around. If you bought a half a hog or a part of a cow or whatever, you got to rotate your stock, right? So, get in there and look around, see what you got. And that's where I found that salmon, as
we
I found a couple pieces in my freezer.
We should have bought another hog this year and do a name the pig contest.
Yeah.
We haven't had one in a while.
What was it, Hammy Faye or something that we got on the last one? But yeah, I remember.
Or
that.
Hammy Wynette would be a good
one. Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
right.
Tie-in with Jethro. Very nice.
Hammy Swinette. Oh, look at me. Check me out.
Oh, right. Look at you.
But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We hope you enjoy this banter because you know we do. And
we might be the only ones.
Right. Hit us up on Facebook if you got questions, or even if you've produced something that's really cool on the grill, take a photo of it and shoot it our way. I enjoy that stuff, just checking out what other people are cooking.
Yeah.
And if you have any questions, we will do our best to ask them. This is recorded radio, so we don't take live callers.
Perfect. But. Depending on where you are, September 16th, up in Smoke.
Right.
Be there.
1450 West Main Street in Lowell.
Right on M21.
Right.
Come on out and grab a sandwich.
The business is called Premier Botanics, and they're a new sponsor, and we're welcoming them with a little barbecue in their front yard.
Yep.
So take care. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill or a smoker this holiday weekend. Create a little grill envy in your neighborhood or campsite, wherever you are. And we appreciate you tuning in. Barbecue Bob, got anything final to say?
See ya.